The shepherds were out at night keeping watch over their flocks, when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared. At this manifestation, we are told that the glory of the Lord surrounded these men, and they were filled with fear. Until, that is, the angel spoke to them the good news of great glory. Do not be afraid. A Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. At this message, Luke's gospel says, the multitude of the heavenly host began praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased. Stirred by this word, excited over what they had seen, the shepherds take off, looking for the sign that the angel had prophesied. That is, a baby lying in a manger, swaddled in clothing. In Bethlehem, the shepherds find what they are looking for. They find Jesus being watched over by Mary and Joseph. After seeing the Christ, the shepherds return. Only this time, they are praising God and giving him glory for all that they had heard and seen. Friends, out of love, God sends his son, Jesus Christ. And so the Christmas season is all about love. Love one another as God, who is love, loves you. Take time this Christmas season to enjoy the company of your family, your friends, and your loved ones. This holiday season could be your last season together. We never know when someone close to us could be taken, so enjoy. Enjoy this time, friends, that God has given you. Out of love, receive and give gifts. Take part joyfully in the Christmas food and fellowship, all of which are part and parcel to this time of year. Bask in the Christmas cheer of love, joy, and peace. Remember your neighbor this season, a season that is all about love. And friends, when I say the Christmas season is about love, I'm not just talking about works of mercy done out of a compassionate spirit and loving heart. When I say the Christmas season is about love, I'm not just talking about deeds of goodness and affectionate feelings had by God's children. Important things, yes. But this season is about God's love for us that we see in the person of Jesus. On that holy silent night, when the shepherds took off to Bethlehem, looking for who had been prophesied to them, what they find is the purest expression of God's love. Not just an infant, but Emmanuel, swaddled in clothing, being watched over by his parents. In that child, we see God's love. John tells us this in his first epistle, which we just heard. This is what he says. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Christmas is about love, remembering God's love as well as loving one another. As Jesus lied in that feed trough surrounded by his parents, what the shepherds were looking at was fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy. They were looking at Emmanuel, God with us. They were looking at God's love for mankind in this infant who would grow to fully express his love for you by suffering and dying on a tree. God's love for mankind is seen in the Christ who came into this world to suffer death for you. Christian, that is how much God loves you. He was willing to lay down his life for you. The gospel, the good news saying that salvation and the forgiveness of sins has been taken care of by the person of Jesus Christ, that word is for you. Christ is for you. God's love is for you in the person of Jesus, even in a world filled with sin, even in a creation where our own sin darkens God's love for us. In our lives, we can still see his love in the person of Jesus. Do you doubt this? Do you question it? Do you ever ask those questions? Does God really love me? Really, Pastor? Does God really look upon me with favor? Is he pleased with me? Even the season of cheer and joy and peace does not always fully take away our doubts concerning God's love. What about when you're suffering? What about when the burdens of life are hanging on your shoulders? When your sin is piercing you and the agony is too much to bear? Does God love you? When death hits a little too close to home, one minute the loved one is there, the next minute they're gone. Does God love you? When questions like these come crashing into your mind and your consciousness, when you feel yourself sliding into depression and into despair, do as the shepherds did. Look to Jesus. Look to the Christ, the one God sent. And there, every time you will find God's love for you. Every time in Christ you will find God's forgiveness and salvation for you. In this infant born in a stable, we find the fulfillment of God's promise to save his people. Lying in a manger, wrapped in clothing, swaddling clothing, lies our Savior, who has fulfilled all of Scripture, in whom we find our free and undeserved salvation. In the Christ we find the forgiveness of sins and a fresh start, not just at New Year's Eve, but every day, by faith in him. That's what it means to live in Christ. Daily repenting and trusting in the forgiveness of sins through the gift of faith our Lord provides. So, does God love you? Leave here with the answer, yes. Yes, he does. And we see that love every time in the person of Jesus. Yes, the heavens could melt away tomorrow. Earth could pass away. None of those things can take away God's love for you in the person of Jesus. Nothing separates you from the love of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Through his atoning sacrifice, you have been freed from your sins. And it is here at the cross where we see God's love for you in the person and work of his only begotten Son. When Mary heard the shepherds speak, the scriptures say she treasured those things. Tonight, dear Christian, treasure your Lord Jesus. Treasure the good news that he speaks unto you, that you have peace and joy through his work, a peace and joy with God by his atoning work at Calvary's cross that the world cannot take away and death cannot diminish. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they saw God's love. Friends, you too look to Jesus and you will see God's love for you. A love so great, he was willing to lay down his life so that you, by faith and his grace, can have everlasting life in him. This is God's gift to you this season and indeed every day. Merry Christmas. Go in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may his peace, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.